Simen Kuf Tadi Gimel Din Dam Besulim. And I'm going to show you a little bit of Roya Dam Achatashmish. The Mechaber says in Kuf Tadi Gimel Hakoinis Besula Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Vigimir Vyoso Yupurish Miyad. I feel we ktanish lo yegi azman aliris v'le rosa I feel bodik v'le motz adam tmeo shemo rosa tipa zam kechardom chirpeo shefazera. The mechaber paskins like the maskana sagamara l'fi rev yushenim the boil bills mitzvah applies to all besulais, even a ktana and an erish le rosa and a feel lo yegi azman aliris. The din is boil bills mitzvah perish, and even if you didn't find them, why the chashash is now the truth is in the Rishonim, there's two reasons that are given why the Rosh and the Rashba, why even if you don't find dam, nevertheless you have to be perish, either because maybe the dam was nevad or chipeo shechazera. However, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both bring down halacha lemaisa only the tam of chipeo shechazera. Says the Taz and the Prisho for two different reasons, but over here there's no chash of nevad, either because the dam besulim are very close to the Pesach and Yizich would have found it. Dam Chimud, on the other hand, is not from the Pesach, and also like the Taz says, she's walking around as opposed to over here, she's in bed. Where could it have gone? Maybe there's no real chash of Nevad. The only chash is Chipei v'Shech v'Zera. L'chero, it would come out l'fi this, that if that's the only chash, in a case where somebody is Bayal Abiyah Gemura, but he's not Mazriya, so there's no chash in chipei v'shech v'zera, then l'chiro, she should be mutter. Because you don't have any of the chashis. There's no dam, and there's no chash in chipei v'shech v'zera. L'chiro, that's mashmois, really, if you look at the Torah Sashlam Sef Katan Aleph, that's what it sounds like. However, the Chochma Sadim says, lehed yenat that way. The Chochma Sadim says, afilo loizara, even if he was not mazriya, nevertheless, he has to be perish, and that's how the Badei Shulchan goes. And, kimdumani, that's how the Nereg L'maisa, that if the L'maisa there was a Biya Gemura, then in a Hanami, one would have to be perish. Now, it's not that common to be Boyal Abiyah Gemura in the first night to know that he was Boyal Abiyah Gemura and not be Mazriya. However, if that would happen in the Chiro, then we'd have to be Chishish. I saw the Orchas Tayra, who is very, very Marit, that's probably about a quarter of a Sefer, is on the Simen. All the different scenarios in Evsharyas. He names on Kapshutte that the Chochmas Adam is a Das Yechido. And even though in the Rishonim from before there's a shash nevad, but the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down chipei v'shech v'zera, over here you wouldn't have that shash, and therefore you'd be mutter. Not like the Chochma Sadim and the Badei Shulchan. However, it could very well be that if a lubricant was used, or something that could be similar to chipei v'shech v'zera, then in a Hanami everybody would be masking. You still have that shash. You have to know if it's clear, if it's not clear. But anything which would resemble a chipei v'shech v'zera, then l'chor l'kuli alma, you would have that chashash. And therefore, in most scenarios, one would not have the matzias of boyo biyo gemuro without a chashash echipeo. Now, the Ramah says, yesh makilin im loy ros adam. So those that are makel, the Beis Yosef brought down, that there are man the armor that hold that in a chanamik will come that you didn't find any dam, then there's no chashash of dam besulim whatsoever. And the mutter says, the Ramah, v'nogu lahoklum loy gomar biyo rakeraboy v'loy ros adam. The Ramah says that there are those that are makel if she doesn't see dam. We lamaisa don't go that far. If a person was boil a bia mamish, bia is a loshin, bia mamish, then you have to be perish. But if you didn't get that far, then in a chanami, if she didn't find dam, then she's going to be mutter. Now it's not exactly clear the gedda that the Ramah gave. The Ramah spoke about the two sides of the spectrum. He spoke about hereba. And he spoke about Bia Mamish, which sounds like a Gemara Bia. L'chera, what's with everything in between? What does it have a din of Hera? Does it have a din of Gemara Bia? So, the Sidrei Tayro, in Tifkat and Gimel, he declares this. And he's mitzadeh that L'chera, until, even though B'chol HaTorah Kulo we paskin, that Hara is Kigmar Bia, Kol HaRayah Shabbat Torah, he's Chayiv Miso, or Chayiv Koros, whatever it is, Hara Kigmar Bia. However, over here, the Chashash, the Nidrin is the Hasharas Besulim, Melo, until there's a Gemara Bia, which means Hachnasas Kol Ever, then in a Hanami, she's not going to be Asura as long as she doesn't find Dam. Now, at the end of the day, he's Madcha, and he says, it could be Lamaisa, only to be Semuch on this by Ektan and Arish Le Rasa, he says he doesn't want to take the achrayas to be same mechanim by everybody. However, the chokhma sadam, he goes up kibshutai like the sidur Torah, and he nems on, yeah, gemar bia is only considered hachnasas kol ha'iver, and kimdumani, that is how they are noyeg in chutz la'aretz. In chutz la'aretz, that's how they're noyeg, that it's not considered a gemar bia until it's a gemar bia, until there's mamash hachnasas kol ha'iver. However, in Eretz Yisrael, there are more machmirim, roiv eiver, or a little bit more than the atara, like the chutzani says, but for the most part, I think that the psak from that most people go with is like the Tzolch Masadim, that if it's achnas, you have to know that it's achnas is kol ha'iver, and any bepashtis, any time that the chosin is mistapik, then you could basically presume, obviously you should ask a shayla, but obviously basically you could presume that it was not a achnas is kol ha'iver, and if he didn't find them, then there would be mutter. Now this nekud is a little bit difficult. What does it mean they didn't find them? Does it mean that as long as they check the linen and there's no dam there, that's enough? Or does it mean more than that? So in America, that's what they tell you. Just check the linen. They don't mention anything. As far as I know, I don't recall anybody in America that they told them to do bedika afterwards. I've heard from numerous people. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's common practice that they say to do bedika afterwards. In other words, bol v'lo yimatza dam means v'lo yimatza. That means that you did everything to see if there is, and you didn't find them. But mainly you'd have to, it's only considered loimata if you do a bedika. Now one has to be extremely careful if you can go like those machmirim that here in Eretz Yisrael, then they have to be very careful when she does the bedika not to cause yourself two things. First of all, she doesn't know exactly how far to go in, because up until now she knows she has besulim. Now she's not sure she has besulim, so how far does she have to go? And second of all, the area can be very sensitive, especially after trying for the first time via mitzvah. And Mela, therefore it's possible that she can find dam without really, with having a pesah and not having the issue of dam besulim be'etzem. So a woman would have to be careful when doing bedik in such a case. Kimdumani in America, the minig is to check the linen and stop there. That's all with the Bi'ur Rishayna. But Mela, if there's a gemar bia, that means achnasas kol ha'iver, then even if they don't find dam, they would be aser. However, as long as it's not achnasas kol ha'iver, then there would be no, as long as there's no dam, even if there's pain, then it would not be, that's not a simen, enough of a simen, and they would be mutter. Now, what happens when it comes to the Bi'ur Shniyah? This is all talking about the Bi'ur Rishayna. What happens when it comes to the Bi'ur Shniyah? So, Bepashtis, if they find dam by the Bi'ur Shniyah, then they're aser, dam besulim is aser. And Memela, they would have an issue. However, the shayla is, do you have to check with all? Who told you that you even have to check by the Bi'ur Shniyah? You're right if you find dam. It's like any time you have a... Why does a woman have to check when she does a kinuach in the Beis HaKiseh, after she's in the bathroom? If she finds dam, it could be that it'll be a problem, depending on how fast, what it's found on. However, we say that she's b'cheskes tayra, she doesn't have to check. So the shayla is after Bi'ur Rishayna, does she have to check or not? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, at the end of the simin, Yedua u'badach u'menusa, he says, that Shaloi b'viyah echad kolu abesulim, v'har b'yish gam achrei tarasim b'yishniya, elupam gam b'yishnishis. And then he says, Tarech l'izar liris ba'asadin gam b'pam b'yishniya v'shlishis. Maybe there's dam b'sulim. So even the machmirim beforehand, it seems, that say that you need to do bedika. However, they don't say by b'yishniya you have to do bedika, you only have to check the linen. The question is, do you go like this Aruch HaShulchan that you have to check also by b'yishniya? Kimdumani in America, they are nekel. And they say you do not have to check, put down a black towel and roll it up afterwards and throw it into the laundry. Kimdumani that I heard it b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think Rav Berkowitz told me that also. B'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's the hisnagus, that's the way to be noyik. That in Echanam you don't have to check by the Bi'ur Shniyah. The only shayla is, why should that be? If Lamaisa they were gezer on Dam Besulim, so then Lachera, why shouldn't you have to check? If you know Bodeku Menusa, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it's very common to have it even after the Bi'ur Rishayna, so why, Taka, don't you have to check after the Bi'ur Shniyah and the Bi'ur Shlishis? So it could be that in a Hanami, since you don't have to be Cheshish, even though it is Matsuri, but it's only a Derabanan, the Safik Derabanan,
Chazal were matzich to be chayshish.
But I think maybe we can be matim a little bit more than that. And that is, what's the reason why we have to be perish when there's Dam Nesu'im? Why were they perish when there's Dam Nesu'im? So we saw in the Rishenim, there's two reasons. The Rajba says that we're chayshish for Atoya. And that maybe the reason why, I'm sorry, Rajba says that even if you don't find Dam Nesu'im, yeah, we're chayshish for Atoya. And if you find Dam, maybe the Dam is Dam Nida, it's not Dam Nesu'im. Or we're not Toyle Bechlal by Dam Maka, we're not Toyle in Dam, we're not Toyle in a Maka. The only time is by Rei Mafatashish for Toyle, but by a Maka Iveres, which is a one time thing, then we're not Toyle. It'll be one and over. In a Chanami, you'll have to take the hit this time, but after that, you'll be Mutter. So now, La Lachalam Aisra, we do not paskin like this Rajma. As many, many people know from going to Bozeket, that if they had a Petza, and it came out, Dam came out on their B'dika cloth, then we were telling it, it's a one-time thing, you'll get over it next time. Nevertheless, we're telling it even a one-time, the Sidra Tarez Ramir, this on the Rajba. We don't pass it this way, this is what we'll see. Mirt Hashem, it's a Mekuf Pei Zayin, Sefei, Hei Vav Zayin. They are allowed to be telling in a Mako, L'chor, even not by Rei Machas Tashmish. One would be allowed to be telling in a Mako. If that's the case, then Halacha L'maisa, it's a little bit difficult to understand why Lamaisi have to be perish after the Bir Risheno. Even if you find Dam, why are we not tell the Dam in Dam Akha? Yes, we're right. In Echanam, we brought many Rishenim that said last Chabur, we brought many Rishenim that said that we're Choshesh Shemin Esarev Dam Nido Peshas Maisa. The question is, maybe that's a Chash, but we're not Choshesh that. We're always, once you have a Maka, one could always be Tehle in the Maka. So Vos Epis, that over here, we're not Tehle in the Maka. So l'chora, what would be muchach from here would be that in Echanami, we're choishish for, like Rav Haigrain says, there's a special shash by Dam Nesu'im that we're not choishish for anywhere else. What is that? Because since it's a Bir Risheino, like Zosei Chalchola, he says, and Mitzvah Chalchola Malkos, Shmarlam Shepiris, and either, that's why by the B'as Mitzvah you have to be choishish for Dam, even though everywhere else you don't have to be choishish. If that would be the case, and in Echanami, l'chora, that's only the Bir Risheino, that's not after that. You wouldn't have to be choishish for Dam neither. The second thing is that even according to the Rajba that says that it's a one-time thing, it's different than a Rei Machas Tashmish. Rei Machas Tashmish is going to be Aser La'olam. But she can over here to Makkah, it's a one-time thing. The question is, let's say it's not a one-time thing. It's not La'olam, but it's not a one-time thing. It could be a few different times. Are we choishit? Can we be Tehle then or not? Maybe even the Rajba would be maskim that if it's not a one-time thing, then in Echanami we'd be Tehle. Maybe the first time by Dam Nesu'im, 100% we're going to Aser. However, because it's a one-time thing, but to be choishish the next time number two, time number three, then kenzan, even there's a mokim with the Rajbo, not to be choishish. This svar was really, even if you find Dam. We're not going to go that vite. Lamaisa, if you find Dam, I don't know anybody that's mekel, Lamaisa, if you do find Dam, maybe a shmiel. However, to be choishish and to look for it, to have a chiv to look for it, kenzan, that by a shmiel, maybe this is a makar and a tzmach, that by a shmiel, you would not have to check, and kumdumani, that is the minig, by many, many people, especially in America, that after the Bir Risheino, not to check. Now, somebody that's machmer and does check, then very often they could be usher, the couple may be usher for Roiv Ruban of the first 3-4 months. Why? Because as soon as she's boy obedos mitzvah, she becomes usher. She stops her pills, she gets her period. Then she goes to the mikvah. After she goes to the mikvah, she's boiled the bia shniyah, and she checks and she finds dam. So she's usher once again. But pastor, she only has to wait 4 and 7. She waits 4 and 7, and bang, her period comes a few days later. She wasn't taking pills this time, right? So her period is probably somewhere between 28 and 32, the standard period. So she went to the mikvah after 13 days, after 12 days, and boiled bia shniyah. And then she has to wait now another 11 days afterwards if she checked and she found Dam. She waits another 11 days, so she's told me ready by day 23, 24. She gets her period within the next few days. Then the same thing could happen the third time around that she's going to be Aser. So till she's actually Mutter, how many days is she going to be Mutter over the course of the first 3-4 months if she would check on the first few days? Check on the after the first bio. Now, is that a reason to matter if maker din is not mutter? It's not a reason. But l'chor, it's a good smach to the svara that we're saying, that it's a good enough reason. We don't find anywhere in Chazal that there were Choshesh after the first Bina. We don't find in the Pesim that there were Choshesh. The Rosh Hashanah is coming telling you that that's the Metzius that is still around, so therefore you have to be Choshesh. The Shaila is, do we have to be Choshesh or not? Then, since Lamaisa is very difficult, especially at the beginning of marriage, we're not going to take out. There is a well-known, maybe not so well-known, there is a Talmud Chacham, Shlita, who wrote a long tshuva about how this Manenu, due to the very many difficulties that he's encountered with Chassanim, especially after being Rishonim, they just got married and they ready to come us after the first night, and things Chas V'Shalom that they're Nichshal, V'chulu. So he went on a long tshuva, Kama V'Kama pages, to his Mahalach is basically that Kol Kama that she knows Vadai that she has Besulim, then she would be mutter because she's allowed to be tailor in the Dam Besulim. It's only when you have a suffix, then you have to worry that it's Dam Nida. If she knows Vade that she has Besulim, then she would be mutter. She goes to the doctor before and check. Now he actually writes there in the next Tshuva, he writes that he showed it to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he actually writes Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tshuva. He wrote very nicely. However, there's no way that I could accept your psak from Kamba Kamba Taimim. How come we don't find any Rishonim that mention this? Like, if somebody, Rishonim, Achronim, that if she knows she has Besulim, she's okay. That's like the most basic. That and anybody can check, with themselves they can check. She can feel it when she's doing B'dikah. Anybody can know. It's not like a hard thing to figure even. If you want, also a B'dekah, but towards the end, it's just Zich or not. Dainu Chazal, which is, it's an interesting thing here, that L'chur, there is this issue of Chos and Yitzhar Tekfai. And if we, it's funny, the Rush. The Rush says, because of Chasin Yitzhar Tekfai, so we're going to make everybody Yasser. This Tshuva is better than saying the exact opposite. Because Chasin Yitzhar Tekfai, we're going to make everybody Mutter. Now, the Rosh was saying that Chazal understood that a Chasin, even though it's Yitzhar Tekfai, but if you make it that it's Asr, then it's going to be Asr, and you'll be able to Hal Tzachayin, everybody will be able to Hal Tzachayin, one Bia in a Chanami, it'll be Mutter in 11 days, the Seder. That's, and we're not getting out of that Chasin Yitzhar Tekfai. Every person could. Chazal understood B'chachmasama in Seifis that every Chasin could Hal Tzachayin. It's not like they didn't understand. They understood Chasin Yitzhar Tekfai. They're being Misyachas and Nekuda. And even so, they're saying they're going to be Asr. Nevertheless, when it comes to a Matziv, that it could be 2 months, 3 months, even more than that, that they're still Asr, and they're Mutter for a few days within the 3-4 months, then it gets very difficult, and that is already a much more chash of chasin yitzvay tekfay, that another smach, maybe to be the minig in Klal Yisrael, alpi, as far as that we're saying in the Rishonim, that in the Chanam you won't have to be chashish by the Biyashniyah. Now, the Ramah says, V'bal nefesh yochish la'atzmoy shle lishrik b'tinoikis. V'bal nefesh should be yochish la'atzmoy not to be mesachik b'tinoikis. What does it mean not to be mesachik b'tinoikis? Sidur Torah is mesadik one pshat, and then he says l'chur another pshat. Zachur, and which is, it seems like the pshat that the Peskim go, it means don't play around, it should be boiled, be Rishonah by the first night. Now the shal is why? What's the inin of a bal nefesh lo yachmir l'atzmai? Where's the nekuda here to be machmir? What did he do wrong? So, if you look at the Chochmas Adam, Kriyas Yuplesi, it seems that there's a number of different pshashas over here. The first pshash is that if he's mesachik b'tinoikis and he's boiled a little bit, then where does he draw the line? It could be that he already broke the besulim and he didn't realize it. He's not paying attention. He does it so many times, he's not even looking, he's not paying attention to what's going on. And he's already over on the takon of Chazal. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is, he says, is to be, the Chochmas Adam says, that Yizar Kinir, this is how he learned the Indian of Shalei the Sacha B'tinoikis. He says, so we'll see that there was a minig in Kuf Tzadi Beis, it's brought down by Dam Chima. There was a minig not to be buried the first 3 nights, and the Reis Kelim shray against it. But it's even more than that. Kol Kama that he's being masha asmei milivol, even a lachura. If he's machnas the ever and he's boiled, then it's not a chash of shechazer levatala. However, when a person starts playing around and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then there's much more of a chash to be nechshal. The middle of the ikur din is to do, says the Ramah, abal nefesh, yochesh la'atzmai, to be boil ibiya gemura. However, let's say he's boil ibiya gemura, and then the aver is mace, and he wasn't perish yet. Can he wait till the aver is bekoshi again? is Bikishri again. Can he be Boyal Abiyah Shnia? Is the Chasaran, when it says Boyal Abiyah Mitzvah Perish, means after the Biyah Rishayna you have to be Perish? Or means after he was Perish, then he has to be Perish? But until he's Perish, he's Mutter. So the Shevra Levi, the Chilakei, has the truth to Rameir Banzerf about this. And he names on that in Echanami, it's as long as they're not Perish, then they're Mutter. The Isser is only after the Perish. That's Nichlal in Nois Malay Biyah Rishayna, that they gave you until he's Perish, you'll have to be Gemer Biyasai, and Nichlal in that is also that he's allowed to wait until the Eber is Bikishri again, and he can be boil another Biyah. The Chiyuv Prisha is only after he's Perish, then there's a Chiyuv Prisha. Says the Mechaber, V'tzricha shetifzik b'tarev, v'tifzik kol sheva, v'leitas v'limnis adyem heili shimusha. The Mechaber Paskin, this is how the Mechaber Paskin, it's really Machloikis and Simen Kuf Tzadivav, where Eristam Nida, when she becomes Aser, how many days does she have to wait till she starts counting her Zaynikim? The Das of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's from the fifth day. That means 3 full days plus the day that she's holding by. If she's holding now at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, she has to wait the end of the day till the end of the day, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock till 7:05, whatever it is, 7:45. So Shkia, and then another 3 full days. So that's really 4 days. That's part of the first day. 3 full days is day 2, day 3, day 4, and she's allowed to start on the 5th day, which means after the 3 plus days, which is now she's starting on the 5th day. The Ramah is Chaylik, and the Ramah says you can only start counting on the 6th day. That means till the end of the day, till the end of Sunday, the entire Monday, the entire Tuesday, the entire Wednesday, the entire Thursday. And you'll have to do a hefsek Thursday afternoon and start counting Friday as your first day. They added on an extra day according to the Trumas Hadeshin, which is how we paskin the Ramah paskins. We'll see exactly why they added that on. But that's how we paskin Halacha L'Maisa. The Mechaber L'Shitasi says she's like a regular Nida. Memele she waits till the end of the day plus another 3 full days. And the Shach says Kedin Nida L'Kamon Simukuf Tzadivos. Mashma that he's mashvid exactly to a regular nida, which would mean, according to the Ramah, they have to wait till the 6th day to start counting. However, the Taz brings down from the Maral Miprag that that's not the case. By a kala, they were mekel, that she does not have to wait 4 full days plus the day that she's holding, rather 3 days, like the Das and Machaber, 3 days plus the day that she's holding, which is a total of 4 and then 7. 4 means the remainder of this day plus another full 3, and then 7 days of Zainikim. Now, even though the Prideya says the Shach is chirlik on this Maral Miprag, nevertheless, all the Gedolei Achrayim go like this Maral, and Sidrei Taro, and the Chavos Das, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and Lechem Simlo, and they all go like this Chavos Das, that you're like this this Maral Miprag that we count after 4 days. However, like the Taz points out later on, that's only because we don't have to be choishish for the Chashash that maybe she's going to be boiled. The reason why they added on an extra day to the 3 days, and they said there should be 4 full days plus the day you're holding by, is because sometimes a person will be boiled around the time of Ben Hashmashes, and they're not going to know if it's before Ben Hashmashes or after Ben Hashmashes, and they're going to think it's really before Ben Hashmashes, and they have a full day to start counting, and it really was after Ben Hashmashes, and they're ready holding in the next night. They said add on an entire full day, so you shouldn't get into any issues. The Meila, it's not the derech of a kala to be boiled Ben Hashmashes. It's usually either boiled the Leil Chasana. The Meila is not the derech to be wait till Ben Hashmashes. But in a Chanami, says the Taz, later on, if she is boiled Ben Hashmashes, she will have to wait the extra day. Now, practically, this din is not Tzornegeo. Why is it not Tzornegeo? Because, like the Sidrei Torah points out, that this whole halacha is only if she became a Aser because of Dam Betulim. But if she's Aser regardless because of Dam Nida, then anyhow she has to wait like a regular Nida. Memela, since 99.5% of the women that get married nowadays take pills, and when they finish the Biyah Rishayna, whenever it is the Biyah Rishayna that they finish, they stop taking the pills. Generally they get their period within the next day or 2 or 3 days, and then they're a Nida for the next, they become a Nida anyhow. Since they become a Nida anyhow, Memela they're going to have to wait the same 5 days. Now, even if they don't have, there are those that want a taina. No, the reason why she became Aser is because of Dam Basul, not because of Dam Nida. She gradually became a Nida afterwards. She didn't become Aser then. Practically, it's not going to be very Nagel, because if she stops her pills the next day and she gets her period 2 days later or 3 days later, Bipashla, she's not cleaning up within the next day or two, or 24 hours. Bimelash, anyhow, it's going to take 5 days. Generally, that's the case. Where is the Yes Nagel? would be very negel chayr by the biyashniyah. If by the biyashniyah they didn't do as they were instructed, or they learned here in Eretz Yisrael maybe, and they were told to check, and they checked by the biyashniyah and they found dam, then in that case lechayra she's not taking pills anymore. She would only be usher 4 and 7. Lechayra the pasha says in Kedemana the Maharal Prague himself says it, that even by biyashniyah if she would find dam, and it's any time that she's usher because of dam basulim, she's allowed to wait 4 and 7. She doesn't have to wait 5 and 7. The kumta is that there are kulois that we find, even though they did give the din of a nida to a basula, there are halachas that are slightly different. This is one of them. She doesn't have to wait 5 days, she only has to wait 4 days and then 7 days. The Machaber continues and he says, Venogu ima b'chol dine nida l'inyan archoko elo shenida gemur asu l'elishan l'mitas afilu k'shenu b'mito v'zu mutu l'elishan b'yitim mita l'achar shaman me'etzlai v'afilu b'sadan shadam olof. This is the halacha of the Raivid that's quoting the Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin said a peldek halacha that since a basul is not a nida of vadai, she's only a nida of misafik, there's no mishkav u'moishiv. In fact, the Raivid, mishkav u'moishiv, and she's a nida of vadai, there is mishkav u'moishiv. Because my nida, there's no tyrants. Elamai, says the Raivid, it must mean that even though generally you're not allowed to sleep on the bed of a nida, over here you would be allowed to sleep on the bed. Vafilu k'shadam olam. Now, mistimas. The Mechaber and the Poitzkim that don't mention any Chilukim, Lechur, this would apply every night until she becomes Mutter, unless she became a Nida afterwards. But let's say she didn't become a Nida afterwards. So Lechur, she has 4 days and then 7 days. All these 11 days, he's allowed to sleep on the on her bed. Lechur, once she's lost because of Nida, and not because. It would make sense a little bit also to see that why it's considered her bed. It could be that after they got married, they moved into her house and she took her bed from when she was a kid. But in the standard case where they move into a new house, then Lechura, what makes it her bed? We're not even talking about a hotel. I don't think that if they go to a hotel and she puts down her backpack on one of the beds, that all of a sudden turns into her bed, or he calls, that's my bed, right? It's not going to make it into her bed. It has to be something which is best in her bed, which is going to be Gurim her. That's the Isser. It's not considered her bed just by calling it. So why would it be considered her bed if they're taka mutter for more than the first night? So then Nechanami, she could have slept there for the next 5 days and he's allowed to sleep there afterwards. That would be considered her bed. The Shaila is, like the Shevet Levi's murder, Vos Epis, that this is the, first of all, why, really? Why did they make this din that she doesn't have to be Noyeg this Archaka? He doesn't have to be Noyeg this Archaka. And why this Archaka out of all of them? So the Shevet Levi says, Kinira, they wanted to make a hecker between Dam Nida and Dam Basulim. And therefore they made this hecker. Why this hecker? Maybe the word of why this hecker is because that's the dogesh, Filu Besadin Shadam Olav. It's Kilu, you're vising, this Dam is what's mutter. In other words, you're showing this Dam is different than every other Dam. It's not like by every other Archoka. Archoka, where it's the next day and they're eating on the same table, so you don't have any Dam over here to show. So you have to eat on a separate plates, whatever, separate table, separate plates. All the halachas of our chokas put a heker there, whatever it is. However, with regard to this, in a chanami, there's dam here, and even so, I'm allowed to stay here. I'm showing that this dam is not different. There was some heker they made to show that this dam doesn't have the regular din of dam. It doesn't have to be. And lechero, since it's even if you don't find dam, we're not going to say that. Kilo, if she finds dam, then she's going to be mutter. If she doesn't find dam, then she's going to be aser. The reason why it's mutter is because of the dam. It's yafilu shadam olav, because you're showing that this is dam, this mutter. That's the nekuda of the heker. Memela, they said it across the board. That's why specifically they chose this one as opposed to a different one. But in a chanami, it would apply even if they changed the linen the next night, it would still apply to the etam halacha. And if she comes in either, she would have to switch back, yes. If she would come in either, she would have to switch back. If it's her bed, we'll see when we get to our chokas, we'll make something into her bed. What's her bed? Is it her linen that's her bed? It's the mattress that's her bed? It's the place which is her bed? What makes it that it's her bed? That we'll have to see when we get to Kuf Tzadi Hei, Be'ezer Hashem. It's a little hara that if there is a heker, because Dam Muslim is not also like Dam Nida, why did they make a heker by Dam Toyar? What's up is that there's no hacker by Dam Tayar? How come they didn't make any hacker? So it could be that already, because it only happened in the I saw a truth from Rambam Rotem, where we saw the long arichas in the Beis Yosef, when he gets to the Rambam, the different Mekoymas, the Chulu. I suggest our tshuva afterwards from the Rami Rotenberg. He says, Dam Tarib is my name. You asked about Dam Tarib is my name and what halacha does it have? He says, I grew up in Tzarfas, where we came from in Tzarfas. He says, I remember somebody once asking my father about it. He says, yeah, Zichur were noyik to be boiled on Dam Tarib. It's only Dam Basulim. He says, and even though we're not in Tzarfas anymore, certainly that's the minigya. So it wasn't Pasher Bechlau in the Zman of the Rishenim that Dam Tarib was an issue. Maybe that's when we find the Archokas Menegat to it, maybe, the halachas. They only find Menegat to Dam Basulim. Now, two other nekudas that are not really mentioned here, and that is, there's a bracha which is brought down in the Rosh, in Ksubis, Simin Yud Aleph, of Mevarchen al Dam Basulim. It says that the Rosh brings it down from the Bahag. It says, Mevarch b'li shem u'malchus, Baruch asher tzog egez began Eden, Shoshana ta'amokim, Bal yim shol zar b'mayin chosim, Al kin, ayel asahav mzera koydesh, Shomer b'toyim, Chuk l'ar far, Baruch ha'bech ha'bezari shal avrom. It's basically a bracha on the fact that the Basula Yisrael, she was shamer herself, Betairo, all these years. And you're giving a shvach to the Rebbeinu Shlom for such a thing. Do we make this bracha or not? It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch here. The truth is that it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, in Simon Samach Gimel, Siv Beis. This is brought down. The Ramad brings down over there. He says, Yeshayim Shein Mevarchan Esay El Ala Kais. Those that say they only make it Ala Kais. I don't think that's the meaning. The question is it the minig even to make this bracha? Some people teach it, some people don't, some sort of put it inside. The truth is that the Neis Kalim are very busy with it, the Drisha and the Bach, and Kudja Sakharin there in Evan Ezer, and the Taz and others, the Chazam Chaykik, Pesachetruvo. Everybody's busy over there, that Lechura, the Rosh Alein says in Kiddushin that we don't make brachas that we don't find in Shas. And Memela, just to make up a bracha, that's a nice thing, but brachas tefillas we could do. There's a big difference between brachas and tefillas. Brachas is always the issue of bracha levatola and haskar shem shemayim levatola. Even if you're not going to do without shem amalchus, Chazal gave the ones that are brachas. Tefillas are not that way. However, brachas, bepashas, we only do kifishe tikkun chazal. Memeila, a lot of them say that in echonami, they all say that in echonami, lav dafka, you need alakoyf. But even the Indian of making the bracha, that's why I think it's maybe not so mikubal. That to make the bracha, they talk about you should make it beforehand. Over last yasoi, it's ain't be other. You don't know if you're gonna find them either. A lot of different things. Reason why not to do it, but that's maybe another reason why is because it's not a matpeyash a tiknu chazal. There are many that are not naik to make such a bracha. One last halacha, and that is what's the halacha of dam besulim that comes out without a bia. The Hainu Meister Shari Ramesh was asked. Ashayla, Chelak Aleph Pei Zayin, he was asked that the Chosun tried to be boiled and it was not Matzliach because she was closed extremely tight. And therefore, there was no way to be Matzliach. She went to the doctor and the doctor said there's no way, Bechlal, to be boiled. She's going to have to open it a little bit. And if he's not boiled tonight, then it's going to close by itself. Shaliz, you have catch 22 over here. He's going to open it up. Dam is going to come out. Dam is still going to go for 7 days. So you're not going to be able to be boiled tonight. That's what he's supposed to do. Says Rav Moshe that dam that comes out shaloi al yidei ma'aser bia chazal weren't gozer. He says not only in a case where you're stuck over here that the dam is going to close. He says even in a regular case, the chazal were only gozer with a ma'aser bia. Kinira he understood the chashash of his arvis of dam nida is al dam chimud, and that's the reason why your chayshish may be by dam besulim anywhere else as opposed to a regular lady. That's why you have to be chayshish in this arv dam. It's because there's a dam chimid over here. It's a beer restraint, there's a dam chimid. We wouldn't have that by a regular bia. Memela, that's only al yedei if there's a maisa bia. But if there's no maisa bia, there's no chimud, then memela in echanami, you wouldn't have the chash. This is where you get to kofei zayin, when you get to shveferis, there's no chimud. How could it be? We'll see. This is all about chayin amas, shayla. Kushia limtumer for semes, I think the Maharaj Chiyah says in the sugyo. That how could a shveferis ever be a raya lachiro? There's a chashash that maybe some of the dam is coming up because of the chimur, and shveferis doesn't have the chimur. The lemaisa, that's how Ramosha is knowing. Ken zayin lefi this also. It's a svaro. Ramosha the shitosnei maybe if it was Ramosha that said it, that you don't have to be chosen the second time. The dam chimur is only by the biyur shrein. It's not after that. Memela in a chanami by biyur shni, you don't have to be chosen, and therefore they don't check by the biyur shni. Either way, Ramosha is knowing that a dam that comes out without. Ma'is Sabiyah, Dam Basulim, would be okay. Lefidis, would be a big kula also, that let's say a woman does a bedika, she's in the middle of Zayin Kinyan, and she does a bedika, and dam comes out, and she checks, she goes to the bodek, and like it says, yeah, your besumim are bleeding. So now you have a clear b'mako. Ain lechol makik din lezu kolashan arishenim. Mainly should be able to be tailored, because even though we're machmer dam besulim, that's only if it's ma'isabiyim. If it's not ma'isabiyim, came out a day of bedika kolash, then lechera she should be beseder. Kimdumani, that is how they paskin in America. Certainly with regard to if it was taken out with a doctor, but even with regard to a bedika, the marsham was machmer, and he says any way that they came out, they were grazer, they were not machalik between them. And here is Israel, as far as I know, the place of Machmer, the procedure should be done in America. However, the one thing I think that is a chashuv in Nekuda, certainly we're not going to take the kula that was brought down by Echad mi Talmidei Chachamim that was Mairich, that if she knows for sure that she's a Besula, then she can be Terle, which is Lechura, it's a Pele, it really is a Pele, the Mahalach. I understand that it was said Mikoyach Chomer Hanisayin. However, it's the pashas connected the Rishonim and the Achronim. However, certainly somebody should have said this. However, in a case where a woman has a big chash that she doesn't have the sulim, that for whatever reason something happened, she fell, she used tampons her whole life, and then the bodek, she was getting married, and the college teacher tells her, oh, by the way, you have to be very careful not to, you know, when you're doing a bdika, not to go in too far. Really? No one ever told me this. I've been using tampons for the last 8 years and going horseback riding. So, lechera, there's a big chash that maybe Shitaka doesn't have a sulim. In such a case, if she would get checked out and she finds that she doesn't have a sulim, then in a chanami, lechera, there would be no reason to be perish. Because they were only gozer by somebody that has a sulim. Somebody that doesn't have a sulim, they weren't gozer. And by telling everybody to now go and get checked out, that I'm not doing. But certainly, if the question is getting checked out to see if there is besulim or if there's no besulim, then the question should be no besulim as opposed to yes besulim. If a woman has a real chash, then in a chanami. Now, we did find, I just want to clarify, we did find that the Rishonim speak out that a begeres, even though the derech is that a begeres does not have dam besulim, nevertheless, they were grazer by all begeres, up to those that do have dam besulim. They weren't mechalik. So, what am I saying over here? That somebody that was never married before and that she should be mutter. That's because by a begeres, there's always the chash that maybe she's one of those boigris that has dam besulim because she's a besula still. However, in a case where she's not a besula anymore, I know that she's a mukas eitz. I know that she's a begeres. This is mefurish in the Marsha actually that a mukas eitz does not have to be purged for dam besulim. Marsha mesuvis, and this is how some of the places may need to go. That in a chanami, in such a case where she knows that she's a mukas eitz, she would not have a chiv to be perished after the birushena. Certainly, somebody that knows that she's not a besula because Baal Shuvah, that Shitaka was not shomer herself. Then in a chanami, there's no inyan, though I did hear a case of somebody that she wanted to be perished after she just learned that halacha, she's supposed to be perished after the birushena. There's not a chiv. If the din is not a besula, she's not a besula, then in a chanami, there's no inyan to be perished, and it certainly saves a lot of issues. That Kokama she knows she's not a basula, then she doesn't have to be purish. There's no chash that maybe she's gonna find the Dhammasulam. She knows for sure that she doesn't have Dhammasulam. Where do we find this? You would do 5 days, you wouldn't do any days. Your mutter, because you don't have Dhammasulam. Lakhura, in a case she would never have the heter, she would never have the heter of 4 days. She would always, whenever it is that she becomes us the next time, she would be 5 days. She would never have the heter of 4 days, right? True. That is the sugya lechera of dam besulim. Now a little hakdama maybe to kufei zayin sugya of rei dam hakashmish. So we saw in the Gemara says in Tamach Vav Amud Beis that rei dam hakashmish meshameshes from rishon hashni v'shlishus imros adam mikan ve'elach leitishamish at hisgarish tenosi la'achrini. And the same thing is halacha by the second and the third husband. She gets part of the mashmois is like the rabbi's medayik. Mashmois she gets 4 times. Haroyed damach mustashmis. The shemesh is from Rishon. The shlishi is mashma 3 plus the original one, and that we'll see in the first in the sifkat and beis in the teres hashlamim exactly what the nekuda is. However, the pashtus is the current way that it seems that the Rishonim understand the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim and Achronim is that she's allowed to be mashamish 3 times with the first husband, 3 times with the second husband, 3 times with the third husband. Then she's also the kulei alma until she's biting with the shvei feres. Says the Gemara. why does she wait till the third husband to be Baidik? Vitivdaik Omar Le Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Vitivdaik Atma Bibiyashlisha Shabal HaRishin. She be Baidik herself by the first husband. Why does she wait till after the third husband? She be Baidik by the first husband. Rashi says, Vitivdaik Bibiyashlisha Shabal HaRishin. Kloimar. Mibiyashlisha Shabal HaRishin Ve'elech Teshamish Aydei Bidika V'lam Tiskarish. After the, by the third Bia and on, she should be Meshamash Aydei Bidika. Why does she have to get divorced? I think almost everybody in the Chabura asked me. They understood that when Rashi says ve'elech, that it's mashma that from now on she has to be Vedic herself. Every time she wants to be mashama, she has to do bedika with shveferes. Now I asked three shailas on Rashi. Rashi says kloimar, mibiyashlishes ve'elech. What's the kloimar? What's Rashi coming lafuke? The second shaila is mibiyashlishes ve'elech. What does it mean mibiyashlishes? Mibiyashlishes means before the mibiyashlishes that she shouldn't be mastic herself, or means after the mibiyashlishes when she was already mastic herself. And the third child is, what does Ve'ilech mean? Ve'ilech means that she has to be, from then on, she has to be Meshamish every time with the B'dikash Ve'feres. L'chur, there's no Svara whatsoever. The most she should have to do, maybe, is even though the Gemara is only Mashma one time, three times she should need to be Oikar any Chazaka that she has. But that every time that she should have to do it, what's the Svara B'chlal? Kimdumani, that Chodim U'teretz B'chavarta. Rashi's Kaloimar is, that when the Gemara says, V'tivdek Atma B'biyash Lishis, what does B'biyash Lishis mean? It's Mashma before the B'biyash Lishis. After she does Birishen and Shnia, she finds herself, says Rabbi Yochanan, make sure she's not mastic herself, do Bidika. Kolaimar, says Rashi, that's not what it means. It means after she's mastic herself by the first husband, mi biyashlishis va'elech. After the biyashlishis, that's when she should do a Bidika. The Gemara says, mikan va'elech lo'y teshamish. Says Rashi, no, mikan va'elech teshamish. After the biyashlishis, that I told you that she's usher and she shouldn't be able to be meshamish, I'm telling you she should be mutter after the biyashlishis. Why does she have to get divorced? She should be mutter. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Lav kol atzbori shoveis. Amar lebi shelav kol atzbori shoveis. Says Rashi, and since lav kol atzbori shoveis, shema b'bal achar le tesarach b'diko, umutav she tesgarim tesarachim le damidei chshash shigir askaris. Hilkach miskareshes ad she tesazik b'shalosh atzbori. Says Rashi, no. It's better to get divorced after the first husband than to take do a b'diko and get into chshash of chshash shigias karis. What does that mean, chshash shigias karis? You did a bedika with the shveferis. It came out clean. If it comes out no good, so then you're going to be asked to the first husband. Elamai came out clean. If it came out clean, you have a good bedika. You have a yichacha that she's mutter. What does it mean, shigias karis? Elamai, it's mukha from Rashi. The Rashi understood that it's not a raya mukhachas. Doing a bedika and the dam not coming out on the top is not a raya mukhachas that she's taka mutter. And it could be that if she's going to go back to the first husband, that she's going to see Dam again, and it's going to be Shigigas Karas. She was over on a Shigigas Karas. Fekter Rosh. Tamua. So what happens when she gets to the third husband? Now she gets to the third husband. So she's stuck. So we tell her to do B'dika Shveferis. And what happens if there's no Dam on the top, and we let her marry the third husband? Also Chashash Shigigas Karas. Elamai, by the third husband, you're not Chashish. So you shouldn't be Chashish by the first husband. And if you're Chashish by the first husband, then you shouldn't matter by the third husband. Otu mishum shloi teyaster. We're going to be matter in Isser Chashash Karas, says the Rosh. Bechura, no way. Maman of Shach. Does it work? It doesn't work. If it does work, it should work after the first husband. If it doesn't work, even after the third husband, it shouldn't work. Lechura, it's mevur, like Gedalia wanted to say, and many others wanted also this Nakuda. It's actually mevur in the Achrenim, the Machzor Shekel, the Radal. They wanted a Taina and his Chavusa, Vidi. That lechur it's muchach shaylas chacham chatzis shuvo. It's muchach that there's a chilik between the bir rishena and the bir shlishes, and the baal rishena and the baal shlishes. That after the first one it's taken not a raya muchachas, and after the third one it is a raya muchachas. Why? What's the difference between them? Because what's the reason why we matter her to get married after the first husband to somebody else? Lav kol atzbori shoveis. That means that the first husband is not a raya to the second husband, and even though it came out negative by the first husband, maybe it'll come up positive by the second husband. The same svar we have if she does a bedikas shveferes. Let's say she does a bedikas shveferes, and it comes out that there's no dam. Does that mean when she goes back to the first husband, there's going to be no dam? No, the same way that we matter to the second husband, because maybe even though there is by the first husband, won't be by the second husband. Same thing over here. Even though there is by the shveferes, there's not by the shveferes, maybe there is by the first husband. So it's not a riot. The fact that you didn't find on the shveferes is not a riot to matter to the first husband. That's all before she's mastic herself three times. But once she's mastic herself with all koiches and all etzboris, then you know that everything is the same. No matter what she puts inside, it's going to be Maisi Dam. There is no difference between Ezbaris. If there's no difference between Ezbaris, then there's no difference between Shreferis either. Now you have a Raya Mukhacha, says Rashi. Now Enechanami, you'll be able to matter her Al Yedei, the B'dikah Shreferis, because you've proven that the Shreferis is no different than all the Ezbaris. And if by the Shreferis there's no problem, then Enechanami there's not going to be any problem either by the Etzba of the husband. L'chura, Lefidus, speaks out the Machzor of Shekel, it's Matur Tesis Kasha. Tesis in the second Teret, in the second Vitivitek, Tesis asks, he blibes Tarachin. He says, I don't understand why the Gemara wasn't Matur her to do Bediko after the second husband. After the second husband, the Gemara should have said she should be Bedik herself. Now, according to Rashi, the Gemara's Shailah doesn't start Pachal. Until she's Machzor herself with three husbands, then she doesn't have, then the Shreferis doesn't work. You can never use the Shreferis before you have the third husband. The Shepherd is only Raya after the third husband. The Gemara never would have asked. You should be buried yourself after the second husband. Now, Lachur would come out, if he did, according to Rashi, the Rishon HaMedayek in Rashi, that if she wants to stay married to the first husband, she cannot stay married to the first husband. The Bedika is not a good Bedika. This is all only if she doesn't find Dam on the side. But if she finds Dam on the side, there's this Gala that she was never a Raya Machmas Tashmish in the first place. It was all a Maka. It was all a Maka, then Lachur, she's never a Ramad in the first place, so she's allowed to stay married to the first husband. Rashi's going to be Mefarish, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara never talked about finding Dam on the side. The Gemara gave two possibilities. The Gemara says, if she finds Dam on the top, in him to Dam on Reshach Amorich, be you do a Shemina Makar. Loin him to Dam on Reshach, be you do a Shemina Tzadim. If you don't find on the top, where did you yes find Dam? Smash me, even if you didn't find Dam at all. We'll see in the Shach, we'll see in the Achrenim, they all talk about this. If you have to find Dam, you don't have to find Dam. The Pashmash Moise of the Gemara is, even if you didn't find Dam at all, be you do a Shemina Tzadim. We know that it comes from the Tzadim. Now, Lachur Biyodua is like we saw in Tesis from Samach Dal and Rebeis. Biyodua doesn't mean it's a Vadai. Biyodua. It means that we could tell that. We could be tell that it came from the Tzadim. So Rashi is saying, we have no Rai Muchachas that it came from the Tzadim. We're just being tell you didn't find any Dam. It's not a Rai Muchachas until you have three husbands. That's all Shitas Rashi. Tesis and Rav Rishenim, Tesis and Rosh, Rav Rishenim, they're Chalik and Rashi. They say, no, if you want to be Baitik yourself after the first husband, you could be Baitik yourself after the first husband. So why not? Because it's a better, don't put yourself, it's not a good idea to be breaking after the first husband. What's going to happen if she's breaking after the first husband and she finds Dam on the top? She's going to be finished. She's not going to be able to matter any, she can matter to everybody. Memela, it's not a good idea. It's better to get married to somebody else. Says the Mordechai in Tavshin Lamed Hei in Shavuot, if she loves her first husband, he says, and she wants to take the chance that maybe she's going to be Asr La'olam, it's either do or die, then in a chanami, she's allowed to do the bedikah after the first one, and she'll be mutter to her first husband. However, if she comes out, if there's dam on the top, then she's going to be in trouble. Now, the shayla is, what's pshat? Let's say there is dam on the top. Why are you wasser? Why are you wasser? L'chorra, it's still a suffix. Lav kol etzboi shavit. And remela, in a chanami, she should be mutter. You're right that there's dam on the top. The dam came from the mekor. Balavka, that's boy shavis. You still have a suffix. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, and the Mordechai says the same thing, he brings down from the Smag that the reason why you're mutter to the second husband is not because of a suffix, because of a svek tveiko. You have a svek tveiko after she sees dam the first three times of the first husband, she has a suffix now. By the second, is the dam coming from the makar or is the dam coming from the tzadim? Even if you want to tell me the dam is coming from the makar. Maybe she won't see by the second husband. Maybe she has a svek tveiko and she's allowed to marry the second husband. L'chor, we don't say efshel levrui, because it's not efshel levrui. The Pukigir says, if you only mevar one suffix of the two svek, it's not efshel levrui. Here you can't mevar called boy shavis. So we mat you with a svek tveiko. That's all fine if she doesn't do a bedika before and the shreferes. But if she does a bedika with the shreferes before and then she finds dam on the top, she doesn't have a svek tveiko anymore. Suffix from the tzadim, suffix from the makar. Even if it's from the makar, maybe it's lav called boy shavis. We don't vada it's from the makar. So you only have one suffix, maybe Lav Kol Ezbar Shavis. One suffix is not enough to matter. The Shavis is for us though. Back to our question. Why is one suffix not enough to be matter? What suffix, is it we're handling a Daraisa or we're handling a Darabanan over here? What's a Fshash? So the truth is, this is really a Fshash. What is Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish? What is this a Raya Dam Machmas Tashmish? What's the Fshash? And how does a B'dikash Referis help you after doing B'dikash Referis one time? Then you're matter if it comes out clean. Where do we ever find that to be Eikar Chazaka one time and you're good? Always to be Eikar Chazaka, you need three times. What happens that one time, you're okay. So the truth is the Machlekes Achreinim. The Noid of Yehuda is mitzadeid that it's brought down the first pesach tshuva in Kuf Pei Zayin. The Neid Bihuda in kama v'kama v'kama tshuvas. I don't know, maybe at least probably at least 10 tshuvas talks about this, and he names on kibshutai that reimach l'tashem is a vest. It's like one of the vestes, and this is one of the reasons why it's very helpful to do Kuf Pei test before Kuf Pei Zayin. Is what type of vest is it? We have a lot of different types of vestes. We have vest of yomim, vest yom hachodesh, vest pilpulin, vest oinis. Which vest is it? Says Nemzon the Neid Bihuda, the Pashtus, what is his name to? Vest oinis. What's a vest oinis? The truth is that the Tosefta says, Tosefta Perek Aleph, Tosefta Beis. We mentioned this in the past, that there's a bunch of different vestes. Vesta Oinis. One of the Vesta Oinis is Hiko Oisabalo. L'chura, it doesn't make a difference if it's Hiko Oisabalo on her back or Hiko Oisabalo B'shas Tashmish. L'chura, that's also a Hiko Oisabalo. And Mamela, that would be L'chura, the Pashtus is that would be a Vesta Oinis. If it's a Vesta Oinis, like a Vesta Kvisis, then what's Halacha? Hakol Omekei Me'yavu B'shalim. Mamash L'chura, everything works out. All the Prophet. Why? You don't have to be after, even if she's machzik herself three times. However, if she does a bedika shvei feres, then in a chanami, she's after one time, you're okay. The luck is by kvitzis, even after three times. You could be oiker a vesta kvitzis with one time. Not only that, the luck is all the rishon, all the achrenim ask, the shach, the taz, the ask at the end of the kuppe zayin. A woman that's rei damach tashmish one time, she should be finished forever. The same that we're choshish for a vest after one time, a vest sheni kavua, so to a woman that sees dam after one time, she's mishamish, one time she sees dam, she should never be able to mishamish again. She has to be choshish for a vest sheni kavua. Maybe the attachment is going to bring on dam, that she's in trouble. She should be awesome for the rest of her life. According to this, it's very gishmak. No, vest akvitzis, you don't have to be choshish after one time. After three times, then you have to be choshish one time. And if one time you do a bedika, it's nekar in the chanami, she would be the seder. The only thing is, according to this, that it's a vest, like the Sinai Yehuda says, so then vest was the Darabana we pass him. Eva Zay, even if she does a bedik after the first Baal, why is it eight to Teva Kamash Malan not to do bedik after the first house? Maybe she's going to find Dam on top. Even if she finds Dam on top, she still has one Safik. Safik, they're one of the Kula. Maybe Lav Kolat Zbari Shavis. What's the Chshash over here? A Chshash of Vestis. Vest is the Darabana. Safik Darabana, the Kula. So the truth is that it's not so simple. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan names on Kipshutai that it's not a vest b'chlal. He says that it's a choyli. He says, Azeiz Meduyik in the Izmadche L'Shenis L'Rishenim. He names on that it's a choyli. And Kokama that it's a choyli, then in a chanami, then L'Chor it's a Safik Daraisa. Maybe she's going to see Dam. She has a condition that when she's Mashama, she sees Dam, it's a Safik Daraisa. The truth is that this is really Machlagi Rishenim Bepashtis. We saw. The first Taisha says, even Rebbe's maskim over here that you need three times, just like a Vesta Palpulin. The same way that Vesta Palpulin Rebbe holds you need three times, this vest also you need three times. Mashmoyis of Rashi of Tesis is that it's a vest. The Rajba says in Mefurish, the Michlal Vestes saying, it's Michlal Vestes, the Memelo, the Chord has a regular dinner Vestes. The truth is, you look at the Aruch HaShulchan and Tefbeis, he's Matcha, both Tesis and the Rajba. I don't know if you saw all the Rajbas, there's Rajbas in Kama Mekremis, in Tshuva, Toftaf Lamateh. Kama Mekremis is Rajbas. And all the Chayim Rinamam B'das Rashba, then he understands that it's a vest. Either way, that's L'chur, the Pashtus, is that it's a vest. Masha Inkin, if you look at the Rambam says not this way. The Rambam says that after she sees three times, she's a surah, Ad Shetavri Michoili Zeh. Ketzer Boidekes Leida Im Nisrapis, Eloi Nisrapis. The truth is, this is really Lashon HaGemara. Nisrapazu, Amar Rebbe, Amar Leila Avdin, Zil Basa. Also, Basa, Vanaf Amar Choraz Dam. Amar Rebbe, Nisrapazu. Rebbe says, oh, we got the Choraz Dam out, Nisrapaz. What do we mean Nisrapaz? We're talking about a vest over here. Neck or a vest, maybe? What's Nisrapaz? Mashmois is Lachur, that it's a Chorli. Lachur, that would be the Mashmois over here, that according to the Rajman Taisis, in Echanami, it's a vest. And according to the Rambam, in Echanami, that's Mashmois of Gemara. It would be a choyli. Now, if you go and you understand that it's a choyli, not a vest, then it's very gishmak. Even after one time, even after the first husband, that she still has a suffix lav kol hazboi shavis. However, it's a suffix daraisa. Safidaraisa, we go to Chumrah. The question is, what happens when she gets to the third husband? She gets to the third husband, and she does a Bedika. Bedika is Shreferes. And no Dam comes out. Why is she Mutter? Now why is she Mutter? So the truth is, if you look at the Rambam holds that she's not Mutter to the third husband. She's only Mutter to the fourth husband. She's not Mutter to the third husband. Can you hear that the Rambam understood that there's a chash over here that we still need a Svek Sveka? What's the reason? She has a Choyli, she does a Bedika, and Dam doesn't come out. Why is she Mutter? So the Chori have to say, the Goyis Maimini says, and the Shach brings it down, Shema Nisrapis. Maybe she was Nisrapis from the Choyli. Maybe yes, and maybe no. Still Safik Daraisa. L'chero. She's ready to mask herself three times. Safik Daraisa. How could she be? Says the Rambam in the Chanami, I'll take the Lav Kol Esboi Shavis, even though she was mastering herself three times. It's not a Vadai, it's a Chazok, it's not a Vadai. It's still a Tzad, maybe not. Maybe we have a Svek Sveko. Suffolk when she's a Nisrapis, and even if she wasn't a Nisrapis, she still has another husband. We have a Svek Sveko, according to the Rambam, we'll matter her to the fourth husband. But we wouldn't matter her to the first husband, to the third husband. So Suffolk, she's a Nisrapis, Suffolk the Reis Lachomra. Lachur, she's going to be Aser. Ken Zayn, that Rashi also holds that it's a Chirli. Yesh La'ayin, Rashi says, Im Yesh La'veset, she's Tehle Bevesto. So Rav Rishonim learn the Yesh La'veset, Tehle Bevesto means if she's Meshamesh B'shas, her vest, all the Achrayim try to figure out how you Meshamesh B'shas, her vest, it's Aser. Yesh La'derech, V'chulu, she's Meshamesh B'shas, her vest, and she sees Dam, then she's allowed to be Tehle in the vest, and we don't say she's a Reyam Afetashmesh. Rashi learns not that way. Rashi says, Im Yesh La'veset, L'kil Kul Hazeh. L'kil Kul Hazeh is the way that refers to Ramat. Sounds like sort of a Chirli. The only time that Rashi calls it a vest is when it happens at a certain time, then Rashi refers to it as a vest. But if it happens every single time, that's not a vest. That's a kilkul, that's a chayli. Rashi holds that in a chanami it's a chayli, it's a chshash d'oraisa, and memela, Rashi would hold that after the first husband, we bet them, we have a suffix. Was she nisrapis? Was she not nisrapis? Even if she didn't find dam the first time, but after she was Baidik by the first husband, she didn't find Dam. In a Chanami, but it's not a Raya Bechlal, because it's not like a Maisa Tashmish Bechlal. Therefore, it doesn't work as a Raya, and she's going to be Aser. Once she has three husbands, then she's Machzik herself that anything should bring out the Dam. Memela, a Bedikah Shreferis also works, and Kokama, that she did a Bedikah Shreferis, and she didn't find Dam, according to Rashi, it's not a Suffolk anymore, it's a Vadai. Rashi learns, according to Rashi, that's the Chirli, Kinnir, you have to say in Rashi, that if she did a Bedika by the third husband and she didn't find Dam, it's a Vade that she was Nisrapis. Because by this time, by a Chirli, if it's a Vest, then you could ask the question that we asked earlier. Maybe Aver of Tashmish is what brings out the Dam. Because Dam Chimud. Mashenkin over here, where it's a cold piece of metal, then who says that it's going to bring out the Dam? The answer is, according to Rashi, the Chshash is not a Chshash of Vestas Bechal. The Chshash is a Chshash of Choyli, she has a condition. Anything that goes inside should bring out the Dam. Memela, Rashi says, when you have three husbands, and it shows that no matter what goes inside brings out Dam, then when you do a Bedika Shrei Feres in a Chanami, if it doesn't come out with Dam on top, you can know for sure that she was Nisrapis. Maybe different Rayas and different Rishonim according to this. What would come out according to this, Lachur, just to be mistaken, what we have over here is that we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether or not she could do a bedika after the first baal or not. Rashi holds she cannot do a bedika after the first baal. The reason is because it's not a raya. The only time that it's a raya is after the third baal. Then she has a raya. Why is it a raya if she finds no dam? So Rashi holds that it's a choyli. It's not a vest bechlal. It's a choyli. And therefore, since it's a choyli, since it's a shash of a choyli, and she's proven that all etzboyis are the same, then if she does a bedikas referes and comes out without any dam, she can presume for sure that she was nisrapis and she's allowed to be mishamish again. Now what's going to happen if she's mishamish again and she finds dam? That we're going to have to see. Maybe she got the chirli again, she'll have another three times. Maybe she sees that shetaka wasn't nisrapis. If she finds dam on the side, she'll be good forever, no matter how many times she wants to be boiled. She could always be telling dam in a petah. However, if she doesn't find dam, then in Chanami on the side, then in Chanami she'll have to, we'll see in the Preiskim and the Achrenim, what's going to be her din if she finds dam another time? Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos and the other Rishonim, they learn that, oh, she could check herself after the first husband. Why? Just it's not a good idea to check herself after the first husband. Why should she not check herself after the first husband? Because if she's going to find dam, then she's going to be usher. Why is she going to be usher? Because she no longer has a Tzvek Tzveka, and she needs to have a Tzvek Tzveka. The only reason why she's allowed to marry the second husband is because Tzvek from the Makar, Tzvek from the Petza, even if it's from the Makar, maybe Lakhla Tzvek Shavi. If she knows for sure it's from the Makar, she doesn't have a Tzvek Tzveka. She only has one Tzvek, she's usher. We ask, even if it's one Tzvek, L'chera, even if it's one Tzvek, L'chera, we should say Tzvek Darabanan L'kula, because Dvestois are Darabanan. We said, yeah, you could say that it's a chayli. The problem is that Tosfos seems to go that it's a vest. The Rashba seems to go that it's a vest. The other Rishonim that learn this way, they seem to understand that it's a vest. And it should have the dinim of a regular vest. Memela, lechera, we should be mekel. Safek darban lechera, we should be mekel. Lechera, what's muchach, is that even though it's a vest, but it's much more chomer than a regular vest. Why? Because a regular vest is... there's no chash of a deraisa b'etzem. Here, there's a chash on the tzad that she's mekel and she's meshamash again and finds dam, she's going to be over an iser deraisa over here. The vest is a derabanan, but it's ikrum deraisa. The chash that they're chayshish for is a deraisa. Meaning, if she's meshamash again and finds dam, then she's going to be, it's much more chomer. The chayinim already misyach to this nekuda, and therefore it doesn't have the kula of a deraisa. Kivager seems to say, not this way, actually, we'll see in the shachim of Tzifkot. But Kinir, that's what they hold. The truth is, that there's a third shot, and this maybe answers many, many questions in the sugya. If you look at the Chavis Das, inside the Chavis Das lays down 11 shailas in the sugya. Kushis alimtos, actually, in the sugya. Mamish is kedai, at least even if you don't go through the whole shtickle, just to go through the questions. Mamish, just to go through the questions that he lays down in Tzifkot and Gimel. And he comes out not like the Nei Behuda and not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Rather, both are true. Raya Machas Tashmish, we don't know if it's a Chayr Behemoth, like a Kvi. We don't know if it's a Chayr Behemoth, you have to chesh for both. He says, we don't know if it's a vest, and we don't know if it's a chayli. But mele, you're going to have to be chayli for both of them. Mele, we're going to have the chumas of both of them. We're not going to have the kulas of both of them. And we'll see all the nafkaminas that come out. Allah lamais, if you find them, if you don't find them, how many times do you have the chulu? We'll see Be'ezer Hashem and Simon Kuf Pezayim.